You're listening to the Texas Mix on KXT 91.7. My name is Jeannie Mascoro, and I'm very excited to have some very special guests in the studio with us this morning. Chris Savage, Andy Thompson, Ian Beach, and Ricky Pearson make up the Buck Pets. Formed in the late 80s, the Buck Pets were clearly influenced by bands like The Replacements, Buzzcocks, and the Jesus and Mary Chain, but they also incorporated a certain We're From Texas attitude and more nods to classic rock than their college punk predecessors. In those days, before the internet, the band worked hard, but their record label didn't work as hard. And they broke up after releasing three albums and opening up for big acts like Neil Young and Jane's Addiction. But now, the Buck Pets are back, for a weekend at least. And they're gearing up for their first show in some 17 years. Damn. Guys, welcome to the studio.
The hiatus is over.
Thank you so much for coming in. I guess this would actually be your first performance in 17 years, right?
That's true.
Woohoo! Okay, yes. Cool.
We actually only planned for it to be a couple of weeks, but we are really bad with time and calendars and things like that. And
17 years
before we realized it, yeah, several decades have gone by.
Greatness. So what song are you going to play for us first?
I think we're going to do Living is the Biggest Thing first.
Great.
Chris is going to take the mic on this one.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Red eye. Pets.
Drunk as a devil, and I'm going home. Walking down my street, it occurs to me, you know that living, it's a wicked thing. Times to last. And the stars begin turning when we're together. The stars move for us. We're making it right.
The Buck Pets, ladies and gentlemen, here on KXT 91.7. Thanks again for coming in this morning. I know it's early.
Thank you.
Now, it's been a while since you guys have played shows. So, what was the reason the band got back together? They're pointing at the drummer.
Ricky is the kind of the captain of this getting back together thing. He's kind of steering this boat. So.
I just needed a quick thrill, so I had to call my friends up and say, come back to town and let us have some fun.
Now, where have you guys been camping out? You're not in Dallas anymore? Or?
Ian lives in California. I live in Virginia, and Chris and Ricky are still here in Texas.
Okay. Now, is
Ricky,
it...
Ricky and I, summer in Montserrat. But
I'm joining you. I'll see you next summer.
Yes, please
okay.
do.
Now, is it hard to go back on stage after so many years away from performing?
Well, we don't know yet.
We're about to find out.
We've just, you know, we've been playing, practicing, whatever you call it, rehearsing for a few days. And so it seems like every time we do, it gets better every day or every
hour,
however we're measuring it. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that hard, really, no.
By next week, we should be ready.
Yeah.
National tour. Yeah. Here we come.
Early next week.
Okay.
We will be good.
Now,
damn good.
Being veterans of the Deep Ellum scene, what made Deep Ellum such a cool and important area in the 80s and the early 90s?
Well, it seems like it was at its coolest, really, when it was more unknown. The whole thing of trying to make it into a scene, like there's, you know, like a disproportionate amount of good bands from there than there were from other cities, never really, you know, never seemed true to me.
Sort of a myth.
Yeah, yeah. It's like there was Seattle, so they needed to invent another, you know, little scene type thing. There's good bands from all over, you know, and there's bad bands from all over. And Dallas had its share of the bad ones, at least, and some good ones, too. But I don't think it was, you know, I don't think it was a scene, per se. Man.
Okay.
It was a real scene, man.
With the emphasis on scene, man.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, now what do you think it'll take for Dallas to get its live music scene really going again?
I think they've got it going with the cover bands, you know. I think that it's going to be the next, it's going to become like Branson, except it's going to be cover band central, you know.
The metal Branson.
You know, Too Fast for Loves and your Hotel Californias and whatnot, you know.
Your swan song.
Yeah. Yeah, I know those guys. They're nice guys. No, I, you know, I don't know. I think there's actually no hope for it. Actually, that's. I don't think it will ever will get anything back. I think it's done.
Okay.
There's actually a lot. There's a lot of great bands in Dallas right now, but I think it's just the people that need to go see shows is what'll.
Yeah.
Will revitalize it. That's what it takes. Tons of good bands in Dallas, but no one wants to leave their house, so that's the problem.
It does seem like, you know, from Ricky makes a good point there. I think No, it does seem like from the old days or whatever we're going to call them, that people did go out more en masse or whatever to see bands and cared a little bit more about it. These days, it's kind of just background music for clinking beer glasses and stuff. People trying to have conversations and stuff, you know, which you don't really want to have.
So y'all aren't beer salesmen.
What's that?
Y'all aren't beer salesmen.
No.
Okay.
No.
If we see him heading to the bar during the show, then... We're not doing the job.
Although one of the first rules of, you know, entering a club you haven't been before is make friends with the bartender. So
instantly.
We have nothing against the bartenders, but yeah.
Words to live by.
Yes.
But destroy the big corporations. Yeah. Man. Sorry, I keep having these hippie things going.
Love your man at the end of the sentence.
Yeah, it sounded sincere.
Okay, so what's the next song you're going to do for us?
It's called A Little Murder.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
have you over and over. As the radio winds, you stare into a different direction. The solid things of yours put me away. I wanna have you over and over. Too little passion in your style, a little murder in your smile.
The Beck Pets here in the KXT studios for the Texas Mix. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
totally appreciate it.
Now you guys play tomorrow night. Trees, first show in 17 years, other than this one, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, well, this is the first time. Yeah. All right.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
And don't forget, you can always find complete North Texas concert listings at kxt.org. And while you're there, take a look at our live in-studio videos. I'm Jeannie Mascoro, and this is KXT 91.7,